Sydney's best breakfast. 2GB.
Now, bank branches are closing right around Australia and all of the big four banks are going down this path. The NAB has got to be one of the worst offenders. Last week, the National Australia Bank shut down its bank branch and ATM at Lithgow. That means NAB customers in Lithgow have now got to drive to Katoomba if they want to do face-to-face banking. So that's 45 minutes each way. They can also make the trip to Bathurst to do in-person banking. But again, that's about 50 minutes each way. And that's not all. Last week, NAB shut down its bank branch in Oberon as well. Rachel Merton is the Liberal member of the New South Wales Upper House, and she joins me on the line. Rachel, good morning.
Hi, Ben. Good morning.
Very frustrating for locals.
Oh, frustrating. Absolutely, Ben. And, you know, sadly, Ben, this isn't a new issue. You know, the big four banks, despite massive multi-million dollar profits, plenty of money for political campaigns on divisive issues like The Voice. We're continuing to see a relentless push. They're slashing their branch networks, removing ATMs and pushing people to a digital-only banking world. Your listeners would have seen this in their own suburbs, like you've just discussed, and Lithgow being one of them.
But what about in Lithgow? They get rid of the bank branch and the ATM. They're not leaving you a lot of choice.
No, absolutely. And, you know, there was a sign in the window of the branch last week saying, customers, if you want to continue NAB banking services, face-to-face services, go to Katoomba, go to Bathurst. Well, that's, you know, 45, close to an hour's drive. That's not possible for a lot of the customers in Lithgow today.
Yeah, and when you've got all of these scams that are going on online, people want the face-to-face reassurance. And if you're going to do it, you're spending an hour and a half in the car.
Yeah, exactly. And it's the bank ATMs. And when you look at what APRA reports on that, you know, there's been a reduction in bank ATMs of 58% over the last 6 years.
I'm just having a look at some of the other plans they've got coming up. The National Australia Bank, they're talking about shutting branches in Cessnock, Maruya, Mullumbimby and Yass. So there are more to come.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's a relentless, you know, closure across its metropolitan and regional New South Wales.
What are we supposed to do as customers? Are we just supposed to give up and say, all right, well, this is the way the banks want to do their business these days?
Well, I think the banks need to actually engage and listen and learn in terms of the customers and what the impact is on this. And if we just look at Lithgow, it's the impact on the elderly. It's the disabled. It's small business operators. It's people from non-English speaking backgrounds that need that over-the-counter face-to-face banking service.
You're now moving a private member's bill in Parliament, so you've got a motion that opposes further branch closures. Are you getting any love from other parties in Parliament?
Well, Ben, I'm continuing to, you know, advocate for all communities, regional and metropolitan, you know, that they have banking services. I do have a private member's motion on the notice paper in the New South Wales Parliament. As part of that motion, I'm calling for a pause on branch closures, a pause on the ATM removals, banks continue to invest in a physical branch network, and more importantly, to investigate further models of delivering face-to-face banking services. The banks need to start looking at, you know, innovative ways to do this. Is it shared branches? Is it mobile branches? The community can't be let down like this.
Well, we give you our full support, Rachel, because every time we mention this, we just hear frustration from people, a lot of the time from the children of older people who are worried about mum and dad. Thanks for joining us and keep up the fight.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks, Ben. Bye.
Good on you. Rachel Merton, the Liberal member of the New South Wales Upper House, talking about the NAB closing down its branch in Lithgow. They've also decided to shut down Oberon. And in June, they want to shut branches in Cessnock, Maruya, Mullumbimby and Yass.
For more of The Ben Fordham Show, watch live weekdays 5:30 till 9 a.m. on 2GB.com.